China's construction giant Evergrande halts trading. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathna in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Shares in Evergrande have been suspended in Hong Kong as investors await about its future. The crisis at the world's most indebted property developer has triggered fears that its potential collapse could send shockwaves through global markets. Evergrande said the halt in trading is ahead of an announcement about a major transaction, following reports that a rival business is set to buy a majority stake in the company. The BBC's Mariko Oi has the details.
Initially, we didn't know why. The company did make a statement, but it didn't specify why. It just said a major announcement. But at the same time, there was a report now reported by the Global Times, which is owned by the Chinese state, saying that another property giant called Hopson Development is buying a majority stake in Evergrande's property unit. And Hopson shares were also suspended from trading in Hong Kong. So that got a lot of investors and market watchers speculating that maybe this deal is going to be announced today. We've been waiting. We haven't heard the official confirmation, but the fact that the Global Times reported it made a lot of people think that this deal might be on the table.
And what kind of impact would that deal have on this whole debacle?
If the deal, the reported deal, is true, then that means that Evergrande can at least raise $5 billion. Of course, it's got a huge debt worth $300 billion. So $5 billion isn't exactly enough to cover all of it. But at least the company will have some money because, as we know, it's been reportedly missing a lot of interest payments on some of its bonds. And that's been rattling the global market. So this deal would at least keep them afloat and keep paying. But from the Chinese Communist Party's point of view, they've been emphasizing, without naming Evergrande, of course, that protecting ordinary Chinese citizens who have maybe bought a property or made an investment with Evergrande, you know, protecting them was their priority. And maybe this is one way of doing that, because, of course, meanwhile, Beijing has been saying that they want to redistribute the wealth so that not only a few billionaire tycoons get richer and richer. So they've been, saying this slogan of common prosperity, and bailing out Evergrande doesn't exactly fit that picture, whereas restructuring the company may be a better option for them.
The BBC's Mariko Oi in Singapore. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And with that suspension of Evergrande, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong ended the day down just over 2%. New simplified travel rules have come into force here in the UK, with the so-called traffic light system replaced by a single red list. It means that most fully vaccinated travellers arriving from non-red list countries will not have to take a COVID test before setting off. The airline industry says the changes will make going abroad a lot cheaper and easier. Simon Cooper is the chief executive of the online travel firm On the Beach.
Let's hope, of course, we see some stability and we don't see countries quickly added back to that red list. We do hope that this is a one-way kind of exit from the restrictions that COVID have presented. And hopefully, as we sort of build through Christmas, New Year and into 2022, confidence continues to recover.
Simon Cooper from On the Beach. To India now, where there's trouble brewing in the country's vast real estate sector. Many families who have made down payments years ago are still waiting to move into their dream homes. But the pandemic is not the main reason for the longer than usual delays. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee takes a closer look at India's property crisis.
33-year-old Rajat Khare sits with a pile of papers, pointing out to me places where written promises were made to him by a real estate company 5 years ago. He used up all his savings to buy a new home, and the builders told him construction would be completed by 2018. 5 years on, his dream home is still a pile of bricks with an incomplete roof, no doors or windows. In addition to the monthly installments for the unfinished apartment, he is also paying rent for his current residence. The unexpected delay, he says, has taken a toll financially and emotionally on him and his family.
My father couldn't afford to buy a house and had hoped someday I would fulfill his dreams. But sadly, it has come to this. But what can I do?
Rajat is not alone. Frustrated home buyers have now taken to protesting outside their incomplete apartments. On the outskirts of India's capital, where land prices are relatively cheaper, it's common to spot towering structures waiting to be finished for years now. Much before delays could be blamed on COVID-19, India's real estate sector was on shaky ground. A combination of haphazard land allotments by local governments and real estate companies unable to maintain fiscal discipline. The pandemic has worsened this crisis during the second wave. Estimates say housing sales in big Indian cities fell by 55%. While builders accused of delays refused to respond to BBC queries, we spoke to Abhishek Jain.
In our trade, people overcommit to clients.
Owner of another real estate company in Delhi, which, though affected, still managed to weather the COVID-19 storm.
Sales happens every 2 months, 3 months. The cash flows are very erratic. So we have to manage our cash flow. That is the key.
Supply chain disruptions and the absence of laborers have contributed to delays during the pandemic. A recent report said nearly 200,000 homes worth over $20 billion are stuck across top 7 Indian cities. Builders are hopeful things will improve. But till then, living under the shadow of a pandemic, the wait just keeps getting longer for thousands like Rajat. In Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
Stay with Marketplace through the morning. Kimberly Adams will be bringing us the latest on the Pandora Papers. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.